Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstcliniccom.
Guys, before we get into the question, is Texas still a football state? I wanted to update everybody on the Olympics in Tokyo.
I just want to warn you, this is not about the Olympics at all, and I want to make that very, very clear.
This is a very important update from AP Sports, Kevin.
Yeah, and we're trying to make sure the people out there are informed.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Tokyo Olympic organizers have until late May to see if the coronavirus is under control. If not, quote, you're probably looking at a cancellation, according to IOC member Dick Pound. All right, let's go to Mike Bassick now for more information.
Hey, he's also the longest-serving member I see on this article.
So all they're building
up to... So he's going to make the right choice. Yeah. He knows. He's been there a while.
My first pitching coach in the major leagues was Dick Pohl. That's his real name. And I was like, man, you should just shorten it to Rich or Rich. Or just keep Richard. That... Like, why would you shorten your name to that when your last name is Paul?
Show is so stupid.
Did they always tell you how not to tip your pitches?
So stupid.
Okay. So, let's go to this. I was watching Baylor in Kansas Saturday play.
It was a fun game.
It was a really fun game, and I'm not going to talk about that game. I get, like, college basketball is more just a March Madness thing, and there's not superstars at Baylor. Baylor loses the game. They go to number two. But as I'm watching that game, I'm thinking to myself, wow, Baylor's been number one in the country now for a month.
Yep.
And last year, Texas Tech, if they would have just played defense for that 1 second
that
and not let Hunter
shoot
the three, they're the national champs. And I know that they're always the national champs, but they would have really been the national champs of basketball the first time since, UT El Paso would have won it, the only team that has won it in the state of Texas. But it got me thinking. Texas Tech almost won it last year. Baylor is one of the favorites to win it this year in college basketball. And it got me thinking, has basketball become I don't know exactly how to put this. Has it become maybe not more popular? It'll never become more popular. Are we better in the state of Texas at college basketball than we are at college football? Because we're not in we've never been. A team has not made since they've switched to the Final Four scenario in football where we pick four teams, a team from Texas has been close the first time.
Yep.
And we thought TCU was going to get in.
They still got screwed that year.
And they didn't. Besides that, there's never even been a conversation about a team from the state of Texas being in the championship semifinal game.
Now, when you first brought this up, we kicked it around a little bit off air. I was like, what? No. And then we started talking more and we started going over some of the things, and I think you're probably on to something here.
Texas is a football state.
I know.
Very easily.
Yeah. Yeah, we say that.
Oh, we are.
But we're not producing a football state.
Okay.
We're producing more of a basketball state than we are a football state.
Yes, 100%.
And at best case scenario, you can say it's even. I'm just going to do this real quick. The last 3 years, and I'll give you guys a little trivia here. Because in 2017 was by far the best Texas draft. Can you guys name the two guys in the first round of the 2017 NFL draft? 2017 NFL draft. I'll let you go first, Kevin, and I'll give you a hint. You should get the first pick in the draft.
Kyler.
2017?
They have to play in the state of Texas for college football. Like, Trey Young doesn't count. Just like Kyler Murray doesn't count because he's in Oklahoma. Trey Young's from Lubbock, but he doesn't count because he went to Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
The first pick in 2017, he also came from the state of Texas.
Miles Garrett.
And Corey, can you name the other player taken?
Pat
Mahomes. Number 1 and number 10. 2018, I could give you guys 10 guesses and you wouldn't get it till I gave you a hint. So I'll give you guys
each. Jay Sternberger?
There was one pick from the state of Texas in college football in 2018. He was the 14th overall pick.
Marcus Davenport.
It was Marcus Davenport.
Oh, from UT, SA? Yeah.
From UT San Antonio. Yep. That's the only guy in the 32 picks.
Golly.
In the state of Texas. Texas A&M. Texas Tech. Golly. Baylor. TCU. Houston.
Texas Tech is always the national champion.
UT San Antonio was the only team to develop a first-round pick.
And a lot of people yelled at me that Christian Kirk would go in that first round.
Okay. 2019, so the last 3 years of the NFL draft, can you guys name a player that went to a university in the state of Texas that was taken? There was one guy in the top 10, and he did not come from one of the major schools.
You know, say 2019?
Sorry, 2019, and he did not come from one of the
schools. I'm still claiming Kyler Murray.
No, Ed
Doesn't
Oliver.
Matter. Is Ed Oliver number nine?
He's from Houston.
Okay, so number nine. And then there was one other guy.
I'm still claiming it.
There was one other guy in the 2019 draft that went to a.
Did he go to Seattle?
He did.
Yeah, who was the TCU? It was the TCU.
Collier.
It was, yes. LJ Collier, 29. So last year, number 9 and 29. All right, let's go to last year in the NBA draft. Number 6 pick, we just saw him last night.
Bamba.
We just saw him in 2019. We just saw him play the Mavericks last
Sorry,
night.
Sorry, I get too excited Bradley about some Beal. Of these questions.
Oh. He was in the national championship game.
Got it.
And he played last night for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I'm the knower of all things
it
football,
just
Kevin.
To, it just goes to the NBA draft and how it drops off quite a bit if we're not in the top picks. He was at Texas Tech.
Culver.
It was Jarrett Culver. Number 6 overall, so better than Ed Oliver at number 9. And then in the lottery, there was another
the
player
big dude
taken.
From Texas, Jackson.
Jackson Hayes was the number 8 overall pick. So from the state of Texas, number 6 and number 8. That beats out 2019, Ed Oliver and LJ Collier when it comes to that. 2018, we had Marcus Davenport in football.
Yep.
Okay, you already named one of them. The 6th overall pick, Kevin,
Bamba.
Was Mo Bamba. The number 16 overall pick was Zaire Smith from Texas Tech. The number 27 overall pick was from Texas A&M.
He missed his alarm so many times. Yes. Robert Williams. That was the guy. I remember because we did that show from the AAC, and the further he kept falling down the board, I was like, just give it a shot.
So in 2018, 1 for football, 3 for basketball, and in 2017, it blows it out of the water when it came to football because he had number 1 and number 10. But number 17 was Jarrett Allen, who's having a very nice career. He was the 22nd overall pick for the Brooklyn Nets. So 2017, football wins. 2018, basketball blows it out of the water. 2019, basketball wins again. So basketball wins 2 out of 3. Let's just go to rankings in football versus basketball. Oh, we're a football state. Well, we produced doodly fart squat when it comes to football recently. Last year, 2019, Baylor had the best season. They were number 13 in the country in the overall rankings at the end. And UT, because they won their bowl game, they snuck in at number 25 overall. When it goes to 2019, Texas Tech finished number 2 in the country. Yep. And Houston finished number 12 in the country. Two schools that finished better than our best football school, Baylor, at number 13.
Yeah.
Okay. Now when we go to 2018... we have a little bit of an argument because the two schools that are supposed to be good actually were pretty decent. Still not where we want them to be. UT finished 9th with their win over Georgia in the bowl game. And A&M finished 16th. So you had 9 and 16. Texas Tech finished 6th, better than both those schools when it came to basketball. Houston finished 22 and A&M finished 24. So you can have an argument either way.
Yeah.
There you had 3 schools in the top 25 from the state of Texas in basketball, one that was better than both the schools. But UT and A&M finished 9 and 16. That is going to almost be your best year in recent history. 2017, how many schools did we have in football? One. One whole school finished in the top 25. And in 2016, 0 finished in the top 25 when it came to football. So we can talk about it. We like it more. It's more popular. But we suck when it comes to football in the state of Texas and college football. While in 2017, you had SMU and Baylor finished 11th and 12th. In 2016, you had Texas A&M finish 12th and Baylor finish 24th in the top 25. 2015 was a good year for football. TCU finished 7th and Baylor finished 13th, while just Baylor finished 21st in 2015. But the recent history, the way we're going, guys, and I know we don't like it because football, 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 but we are actually becoming a better basketball college than we are football college.
You know, I thought a good bit about why this might be, and I don't know, the timeline doesn't perfectly line up together because, you know, this is more of a, like, you know, we're looking at the last 8 years, give right. or take. But I was thinking more and more with the nationalization of recruiting, if that is what has led to the downfall of Texas football colleges in general, or at least where they could be, because,
yeah,
you know,
it's sad that we have so many great high school football kids and we consider high school football here the best in the country. And a lot of people nationally say it is. And yet it produces zero product when it comes to the Texas schools for college.
And somebody from the 817, this is what I was kind of angling at. We suck at keeping our players in state because recruiting has gone so nationally. People used to just say, the old adage would be, I never have to leave the state and I can compete for a championship. Because if you just got the best players in Texas, you could roll up against just anyone.
Right.
And it's not like, obviously, University of Texas itself takes the spotlight on this because, and I've mentioned these guys before, two of the best or highest touted high school players I ever saw did nothing at the University of Texas. Jackson Jeffcoat from Plano West, who was the number one recruit in the entire country, he couldn't even stick in the NFL and ended up heading off to the CFL because he didn't progress at Texas. And then Jonathan Gray from Aledo was the best running back I've ever seen in my life. I'll put his high school career up against any player who has ever played football in the history of ever. Yes, and I mean that, ever. And then he did nothing at Texas. And so I think some people have seen, like, what is their career going to do there? If you're looking at going to A&M, so people don't think I'm biased, you know, every year for like the last, I don't know, 6 years, where they're like, this is the year. And yet we keep sitting here and you watch A&M be mediocre. Yeah. And then you're like, or I could go play at Bama or wherever.
I broke down the University of Texas when it comes to the NFL draft and how bad it has become. If you're a five-star recruit to go to Texas, and they do have great recruiting classes. When I look at some of them, 2010, 2011, 2012, number two, number four, number two in Rivals. Like, so you're getting,
you're up
so
there.
I'm just looking, that should be your classes of 2014, 15, and 16. Here's what we have recently with UT and draft picks. 2019, no first rounders. 2018, 2017, 2016, no first rounders. 2015, we hit it big time because with the 32nd pick, the Patriots took Malcolm Brown. So the last pick in the first round, UT hits the board. 2014, no first round picks. 2013, Kenny Vaccaro at 15. 2012, 2011, no first round picks. 2010, Earl Thomas at number 14 overall. Three first round picks in the last 10 years.
That's
for the team that has the most money. I'm sorry, for the school that has the most money that should be getting the best recruits in the state of Texas is producing doodly squat. I hate it for the kids that have chosen UT, but they get the least out of the most potential when it comes to Rivals, where they say they hit on the recruiting class. They get the least out of those guys. When it goes to the decade before, UT had 13 first-round picks. From the year 2000 to 2009, they had 13 first-round picks, and now the last decade they've had three.
And just think about this, because a couple of people brought this up on the fan text, and this is a perfect example. They're like, why aren't you mentioning Rex Burkhead? But that's the thing. Rex Burkhead, he went to Nebraska. So, like, if you're talking about keeping the best in the state, yeah. Rex Burkhead went off to Nebraska, and he's still in the NFL.
There are great kids from the state of Texas that go on to play basketball and football in other states. Our problem here, what I wanted to bring it up when I was watching Baylor, is like, it's amazing that Texas Tech is now a national contender when it comes to basketball. Baylor has made themselves a contender this year for the national championship. Houston has become consistently good at basketball the last few years. And when it comes to football, nobody's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.